आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर देवेंद्र फडणवीस टू बी स्वॉन इन एज चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ महाराष्ट्र फॉर थर्ड टाइम टुडे। झारखंड चीफ मिनिस्टर हेमंत सोरेन टू एक्सपैंड हिज कैबिनेट दिस आफ्टरनून। ISRO reschedules launch of European Space Agency's Proba 3 spacecraft for today. India and Kuwait sign MOU to establish Joint Commission for Cooperation at Foreign Ministers' level. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina accuses country's interim leader Muhammad Yunus of perpetrating genocide and failing to protect minorities, including Hindus. And India beat Pakistan 5-3 to clinch men's junior Asia Cup hockey title for record fifth time. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis will be sworn in as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra for a third time today. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will administer him the oath of office in secrecy at Mumbai's historic Azad Maidan at 5:30 p.m. Mr. Fadnavis was unanimously elected the leader of the BJP Legislature Party yesterday. Mr. Fadnavis, along with allies Shiv Sena Chief Eknath Shinde and NCP Chief Ajit Pawar, met the governor yesterday, who invited him to form a new government in the state. More from our correspondent.
BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis will become the 21st chief minister of the state. Along with him, the state's cabinet ministers are also expected to be sworn in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, senior union ministers, governors, chief ministers of NDA-ruled states, party officials and leaders of Mahayuti are scheduled to attend the ceremony. Invitations have also been extended to spiritual leaders, seers, artists, authors, among others. Elaborate arrangements have been made for the swearing-in ceremony as large number of attendees are expected. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The BJP, Shiv Sena, NCP combine had secured a landslide victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections, winning 230 out of 288 seats. The BJP secured 132 seats, while the Shiv Sena led by Eknath Shinde got 57 and Ajit Pawar's NCP won 41 seats. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren will expand his cabinet today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer the oath of office in secrecy to the ministers at a function at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi at 12:30 p.m. We have a report.
11 ministers are scheduled to be inducted into the new cabinet of Hemant Soren government. JMM will have 6 ministers, Congress 4, and there will be one minister from RJD. Congress has already decided the names of his ministers. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will also administer oath of office to Stephen Marandi as pro tem speaker. JMM General Secretary Supriyo Bhattacharya said cabinet will represent all regions of Jharkhand. Hemant Soren had taken oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand on November 28. With KK Lal, this is Shilpi for Akashwani News, Ranchi.
The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has rescheduled the launch of European Space Agency's Proba 3 spacecraft due to an anomaly detected in the satellite. It will now be launched this evening at 4:12 p.m. on board PSLV C-59 from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. Earlier, the mission was scheduled to be launched at 4:08 p.m. yesterday. More from our correspondent.
The launch of Proba 3 satellite by ISRO is a shining example of global partnership, exemplifying the engineering excellence of ISRO. This will be the 61st flight of PSLV and 26th using PSLV XL configuration. The launch vehicle, standing tall in the spaceport in Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh, will place Proba 3 satellite into a unique, highly elliptical orbit, reinforcing PSLV's reliability for complex orbital deliveries. The orbit will be 60,530 kilometers farthest from Earth at apogee point and at 600 kilometers nearest to Earth at perigee, with an inclination of 59 degrees. There are two satellites which will be launched together by placing one on top of the another and will be separating in space. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a five-day visit to her home state Odisha from Tuesday, will attend the 40th convocation of Odisha University of Agriculture and Technology in Bhubaneswar this afternoon. She is also scheduled to inaugurate the Bhubaneswar Judicial Court Complex, a five-story building with state-of-the-art amenities, including 55 courtrooms, record rooms, a library and a conference hall. The president will visit her home district Mayurbhanj from tomorrow to interact with the residents of Upper Beda village at her birth, which is her birthplace. She will also interact with the students and teachers at the Mahila Mahavidyalaya in Rai Rangpur. The Assam government has announced a complete ban on serving and consuming beef in restaurants, hotels, public functions and other community spaces. We have more from our correspondent.
This was decided in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma virtually in New Delhi yesterday. The Chief Minister said that there would be total prohibition of consuming beef in public places and in hotels and restaurants with immediate effect. Mr. Sarma further said that the decision to ban beef in public places and hotels and restaurants would further strengthen the Assam Cattle Preservation Act 2021.
कि असम में गोमांस कोई भी रेस्टोरेंट और होटल में सर्व नहीं होगा और साथ में कोई पब्लिक फंक्शन में भी या पब्लिक प्लेस में भी ये सर्व नहीं किया जाएगा.
Earlier, there was ban on selling or consumption of beef within 5 km radius of temple. The ruling BJP has welcomed the decision while the opposition leaders raised questions on it. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The world's largest domestic rooftop solar scheme, PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, is set to surpass 10 lakh installations by March 2025. Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said that 6.3 lakh rooftop solar have been installed within 9 months of its launch. The ministry said the government has set a target to install 1 crore rooftop solar by March 2027. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi held a meeting with Akashwani Director General Pragya Paliwal, Doordarshan Director General Kanchan Prasad, and Doordarshan News Director General Priya Kumar in Prayagraj yesterday. Mr. Dwivedi discussed the issues associated with the Mela Authority and with the broadcast of the Mahakumbh to the whole world. The meeting discussed the various programs being done for the Mahakumbh. The CEO and officers of Prasar Bharati will also visit the Mela Authority area today. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Kuwait's Foreign Minister Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to establish a Joint Commission for Cooperation, JCC, at the level of foreign ministers. The MOU was signed during a meeting between the two leaders in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said India is committed to strengthening the bilateral ties with Kuwait across various domains.
Today we have an opportunity to take stock of our relationship, to conclude an MOU on the joint signing, joint commission for our cooperation, and expand our joint working groups so that it reflects the entirety of our relationship. We will also have a chance to exchange views on the regional and international situation. The situation in West Asia, as we call it, is a matter of very deep concern, and we certainly, it's a subject on which it's important that India and Kuwait communicate with each other.
The agreement outlines the formation of new joint working groups in sectors including trade, investment, education, technology, agriculture, security and culture. These groups will operate under the JCC to review and monitor bilateral relations between the two nations. Earlier yesterday, the Kuwaiti Foreign Minister called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his official residence. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that close cooperation between India and the Gulf Cooperation Council would be further strengthened under Kuwait's ongoing presidency of the GCC. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. During the visit, the King of Bhutan will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, and senior officials of the government will call on the King of Bhutan. India and Bhutan enjoy unique ties of friendship and cooperation, which are characterized by mutual understanding and trust. The visit shall provide both sides an opportunity to review the entire gamut of bilateral cooperation and advance bilateral partnership. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has mounted a stinging attack on the country's interim leader Mohammad Yunus over persecution of minorities in Bangladesh. In a virtual address at an event in New York, Sheikh Hasina accused Mohammad Yunus of perpetrating a genocide and failing to protect the minorities, including the Hindus. She also claimed that there were plans to assassinate her and her sister Sheikh Rehana, just like their father Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. It was Sheikh Hasina's first public address after leaving the country in August in the face of anti-government protests. She said the current ruling dispensation in Dhaka has failed to protect the minorities. French Prime Minister Michel Barnier's government has lost a confidence vote in the National Assembly, leading to his ouster into just 3 months of his term. A total of 331 out of 577 lawmakers voted against Barnier's government after the attempt to pass the annual budget without a vote in Parliament on Monday. Far-right leader Marine Le Pen criticized Barnier during the no-confidence debate last night, saying he had proposed a technocratic budget that fails to tackle France's increased security concerns and crime. French President's office informed in a statement that Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to address the nation today. Moving on to sports, India beat arch-rivals Pakistan 5-3 to clinch the men's Junior Asia Cup hockey title for a record fifth time in Muscat, Oman last night. More from our correspondent.
In men's hockey Junior Asia Cup Final 2024, India's Arijit Singh Hundal was the hero for the winning side with 4 goals while Dilraj Singh scored the other 1 goal. With this title win, India asserted its dominance in the Asian continent and replicated its successful run of previous editions of 2004, 2008, 2015 and 2023 as Asian champions. Continuing the winning streak across sports, India's under-19 cricket team qualified for the semi-finals of Asia Cup. Men in Blue defeated hosts United Arab Emirates by 10 wickets at Sharjah Cricket Stadium yesterday. Now in the semi-finals tomorrow, India will lock horns with Sri Lanka. Moving to the world of chess, India's Di Gukesh and China's Ding Lijian played out a draw in the 8th round of the FIDE World Championship 2024 in Singapore yesterday. Both players are tied with 4 points, having won 1-1 game each and drawn 6. Now Gukesh and Lijian both need 3.5 more points to claim the title in remaining 6 matches of the championship. Om Vesh Upadhyay, Sports Desk, Akashwani News.
Now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Naresh. News about Devendra Fadnavis's swearing-in as Maharashtra CM this evening have figured prominently on the front pages of most dailies this morning. Fadnavis to be Maharashtra CM, oath today, PM to attend, writes the Asian Age. While a headline in the Times of India says, in 2019, Fadnavis said he'd be back as CM. 5 years later, he is. Badal escapes bid on live Khalistani assailant held, reports the Asian Age. Ex-terrorist opens fire on Akali Dal leader at Golden Temple entrance, arrested, motive unclear, is a headline in the Tribune. A headline in the Times of India says, ensure all detainees get legal help. US to Bangladesh on jailed Hindu monk. South Korean lawmakers have proposed impeaching President Yoon Suk-yeol for his sudden decision to declare martial law, writes Hindustan Times. And finally, Indian-origin Scottish artist Jasleen Kaur has won the prestigious Turner Prize 2024 for her exhibition Alter, Alter that reflects on plurality, personal and political themes, reports the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Maharashtra for a third time today. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren to expand his cabinet this afternoon. ISRO reschedules launch of European Space Agency's Proba 3 spacecraft for today. India and Kuwait sign MOU to establish Joint Commission for Cooperation at Foreign Ministers level. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina accuses country's interim leader Mohammad Yunus of perpetrating genocide and failing to protect minorities, including Hindus. And India beat Pakistan 5-3 to clinch men's junior Asia Cup hockey title for record fifth time. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.